It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
All right, 7:30, we're going to talk about Dame Lillard not coming to the Kings.
What? I do find it interesting, though, because I do believe the report that they have aggressively pursued.
Listen, Kevin O'Connor's friend of the show, that dude doesn't throw out crap. I believe he heard it, but it does, it's from other front offices, and it makes no sense. Or does it? We'll tell you at 7:30.
No, that's a bad tease. It makes sense.
Doesn't make sense.
I think it
makes
sense.
For about 9 different reasons.
I got 50 why it does.
We got to get Soundgarden. Can we just acknowledge this thing?
No pun intended.
Maybe. Jeff Bezos just completed his flight. All we can sit here and talk about because we're...
He made it back safe, by the way. He made it back safe.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, had he not, that would, you know, we'd probably be talking about it. They're back. They landed. All good. Yeehaw. Dude, I'm sorry, but I think they did it on purpose. We're watching replays of the flight to space, and there's just no way around it. I don't even think it's really just us being 8 years old. I think they did it on purpose. It's, how do I say this? Kids in the car. It is a space phallus. That's what it is. It doesn't kind of look like one. It 100% looks like one.
Yeah, it was a...
I won't get into the detail as to why. You can see for yourself.
Here's how I know it's not us acting like we're eight. Uh-huh. I've been DMing about it with one of our counterparts down the hall who happens to be of the female gender. So, yeah, it's not just
and
us.
She catch it, too. Like, I'm sorry.
Easy, pal.
I'm sorry, but I'll bet you we can go on social media right now. We can go on social media and see all kinds of fun hashtags trending.
College.
Guarantee you, space wiener has never trended in the history of social media
until today.
Congratulations, Jeff Bezos. Well done. All right.
Then when the parachutes pop out of it, oh boy.
Let's do Soundgarden, please.
Soundgarden. Soundgarden. The cuts and clips that are catching our eye today. Soundgarden. It's time to go round the world with Soundgarden.
I'll tell you, with Dame, you know, 2 years ago, he was the most loyal player I have ever seen. And every time I go to a basketball camp, kids are always asking if Dame is going to leave. I don't think so. But the one thing, he wants to bring a championship to Portland.
Coming up at 7:30, we'll address this.
By the way, can you imagine being Enes Kanter? You're running a basketball camp. And all right, any questions? And all the kids just want to know if Damian Lillard is leaving Portland.
Well, good for the kids. Ask the questions. That's probably the best way. Like, if I was an actual investigative journalist, I would probably take my time and go around all these summer camps that the NBA players put on. And anytime there's a player that either I need to know something from or plays with a guy I need to know something from, I'm paying a kid $50 to ask my question, and I'm just running tape. What a great way. Because no player ever said, listen, no player. If Aaron Rodgers gets asked by Ed Werder, you come back to the Packers, he's going to give some dumb answer. If Aaron Rodgers is at camp, which, by the way, just came out, the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a 2-year extension just a little bit ago, since the season ended.
Is that how they're trying to satisfy him?
It would have,
nice work.
It would have made him the highest paid player in the NFL, and he turned it down. That, to me, speaks volume.
Okay, I just want to go back to the idea of you, like, basically giving a kid $50 to ask questions. I wonder how that conversation goes for the kid when he gets home. Son, why did you come back from Enes Kanter's basketball camp with $50? Well, Daddy, a man pulled me aside and gave me $50.
I would say this. I would only ask the kid through their representation, okay. i.e. mom or dad. Because, boy, do I not want to get arrested. Either way... That's Enes Kanter talking about Dame Lillard. The report today from Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer saying, amongst other teams, the Kings are the most aggressive in pursuing Dame Lillard. Don't buy it. And Jay and I will argue about it at 7:30. Skip and Shannon style.
Are we?
You're Skip, though.
Why do I have to be Skip?
Because I'm not going to be Skip.
You have to be Skip.
No, absolutely not.
I want to be Shannon.
No, Skip is trash. He's a trash can. I don't want any part.
Wow, so I'm a trash
can. No, I'm saying that you could act more like a trash can than me. Because you're more diverse.
Oh, okay. So you
your
can
acting
just,
chops
you can,
are better.
You can litter me with more. Got it. Okay.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, I totally took it as one.
Number two.
Soundgarden.
Well, I think it's huge. You know, I think all of us are better for the adversity we go through because you either handle it or you don't. You figure it out. And these guys have had to do that. They've kept their heads up. There might be a disappointment here or there. Or event that takes place, but they move on. In a sense, that's what life's all about. So this is no different.
That's Pop talking about Team USA and the adversity they've faced. And again, you have to
that
do
preseason
it.
Adversity, man. Let me tell you,
I'm not sitting here. I'm not going to be stuck up American guy going, we're going to roll through the Olympics. No, things have changed. It's FIBA rules. It is different. I need to see when the Americans lose in the Olympics, we will talk quite a bit about it. Trust me.
Okay.
But I don't care.
Not to be out of context with this, but it's sort of in context. We might not be talking about the Americans winning or losing.
We need to
be talking about the Americans actually playing.
This might be their Olympics.
Yeah.
This might be their Olympics. As we said in the last segment, the head of the Tokyo Olympics is saying, I'm not ruling out a cancellation. By the way, the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team just arrived in Tokyo not that long.
And by the way, if you cancel, like, we're not getting Olympics till 2024. It's not that we're not pushing off till 22.
No, but we're not getting Summer Olympics.
Right, we'll get the winters next, well, we think.
Let me ask you this. If they cancel the Olympics this close to Friday, do we still get our money back?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I've already hit up a few people about getting my dollars back.
Wow, you know, I just thought of that, dude. We think about them canceling the Olympics. We think about, we're going to miss the Olympics, this and that. How about all the people? Well, I guess since they're not allowing fans, but all the families and stuff maybe that paid to go over there, flights and hotels and all this stuff.
Well, the IOC is such a stand-up organization. I'm sure they'll find a way to get everyone reimbursed.
Yeah, they'll take care of it. Number three.
Soundgarden.
When LeBron was in his first finals appearance, I don't think you even started playing basketball yet. You know, it was 2007. You obviously notice him. Did you engage with him at all? And not even LeBron. You know you're in the finals when you have, you know, Adele's courtside and the stars are out. You know, thoughts on that and how it hit you?
Crazy. Yeah, first time he was in the finals was 2007. I wasn't playing basketball. That's crazy to think about.
That was 14 years ago. He wasn't playing basketball.
Nope. How old Giannis? 26? So he would have been 12?
Have we, by the way?
12-year-old Giannis had yet to pick up a basketball. Think about that. A guy that you could put in as a top five player in the world didn't pick up a basketball till after 12.
Are we going to now see a trend of Giannis-type trainings where dads now keep their kids out of basketball till they're like 13?
No.
No?
No. If anything, I think we're trending the exact opposite way, where you're going to have AAU scouting 3-year-olds at this point.
I'm also, let me just say, proud of us that today is Tuesday. We have now had one and a third full shows, and we have yet to talk about, though maybe we should have, that Rich Paul and Adele are dating.
Okay, this is the first I'm hearing of this.
Oh, they were sitting
I was not aware.
Oh, really? Oh, dude, they were sitting next to each other. At game five.
See, I just assumed that Rich Paul was just trying to, like, you know, expand into the music world as far as clientele was concerned, which would make a ton of sense. Like, could you imagine Clutch Management's Adele?
There was a New Yorker profile on Rich Paul earlier this summer, and he divulged that he has, quote, been hanging out with a female pop star. Quote, she was over yesterday. He told the interviewer the name of the major pop star, but the writer did not include it in the piece. The interviewer said, doing what? Rich Paul said, hanging out. Why were you hanging out? Why not?
Playing Mario Kart, probably having a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. It was 7-Eleven day just, you know, about a week ago.
If Rich Paul and Adele got married, would she be Adele Paul?
Yeah.
And doesn't Adele Paul sound like something?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look over there. There's the Adele Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm
all for it.
That's right. Adele Paul.
Adele. Oh, that's like, it sounds like a computer.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Oh, did you get the new Apple? No, I got a Del Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's their new...
It's upgraded.
It's their new version.
Hey, by the way, that wouldn't be a... Good look for Rich Paul. I'll just leave it at that. She's rich. And talented. And just puts out albums whenever she feels like it because she can.
Do you think the first time they met, Rich just said hello?
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, that was actually good.
Thank you.
I
mean, you looked angry.
I was... You know why I'm angry? Because I should have thought of it. That was good. But
at the break...
I will applaud that.
Yeah, why don't you go outside and chase some pavement, okay?
Well, that was mean.
Chase some pavement.
Yeah, I got it.
It's a song by Adele. Mm-hmm. You're in the music business for a long time. You didn't know that?
No, I knew
I'll bet
it.
You've hung out with Adele before.
No, I have not.
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
Too big for radio.
Three for Madness coming up next. Monday Night Football, or is it Manning Night Football? We'll tell you why, right?
Another good tease.
Okay, thank you.
Good. You're doing great.
Wow, I'm done. I'm going home.
1, 2, 3.
It's Three for Madness time. Three for Madness. Three questions, three answers.
1, 2, 3. Woo!
It's Three for Madness. Here's question one.
All right, we'll get to Three for Madness in just a second. Jay, during the break, I did something horrible.
This is why the breaks have to be shorter.
I did something just... I think everyone has either done this or been terrified of doing it. So, remember we were joking about the Jeff Bezos rocket and what it looked like?
Uh-huh.
And so I had screenshot it, right?
Uh-huh.
And I sent it to my wife, who's just about waking up.
Like, meow.
But I just sent the pic, right? And for
no
her to,
context.
And that's, right. So for her to wake up and go, what is this? And I'll be like, that's what the rocket looks like. Blah, blah, blah. How funny is that?
Oh, boy. I don't know where... I kind of have an idea where this is going.
You
go
know
ahead.
Exactly where it's going. It didn't go to my wife.
Who'd you send the rocket to?
I'm not going to say, for the protection of this person.
To somebody I know.
But I just sent a not contextualized photo of Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin rocket that looks like, it looks like something else.
It looks like a part of a man.
To a very, very high ranking city official.
Oh. And let me guess, they replied before you could put the context behind it.
That's how I found out that's who I sent it to.
Ah. How we doing?
I'm so mortified right now. Now, my attempted save, was to follow up with a text and be like, isn't it amazing? Hopefully one day we can all go to space.
Hopefully this is just the first step in launching a space center in Sacramento.
That was my follow-up to which I got... Now, I'll ask you for a ruling here. I got back a thumbs-up emoji. Was that a thumbs-up emoji like, yeah? Or was that a thumbs-up emoji like, yeah, right, dude. What are you doing?
I would need the context of the person, so I can't answer that.
Memo to really important people. Don't ever, ever, ever give me your phone number. Just don't do it. I'll screw it up. Oh, my God, when I saw that.
Only important people get that. You've never sent me a... Never mind.
Three for Madness. I'm such an idiot. Question one.
The Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli, are doing alternate Monday Night Football broadcasts this year.
Yeah.
Will you watch?
Yeah, because this whole thing about Peyton Manning being the holy grail of sports television broadcasting, they're trying to sign him while he was playing. And we saw a little bit of that with Drew Brees, who did sign. And I love the obviously there's chemistry with he and his brothers.
We think.
And so now you have an alternate scheduling broadcast, whatever you want to call it, with Peyton and Eli Manning. Now, here's how it's going to work. They're going to co-host what's called the Monday Night Football Megacast on ESPN2 for...
Megacast!
For I hope that. Megacast!
Megacast!
That's like what you get if you broke your whole leg, but that's what
Jackie
we call
Boone
that.
Came up with the Flint Michigan Mega Bowl. Now we got the ESPN Megacast.
10 games each of the next 3 NFL seasons, the Walt Disney Company announced. That's 30 games.
It's a lot.
The partnership includes Peyton's Did you know he has a production company?
I did.
Did you know what it was called?
I did not.
Omaha. It's Omaha Productions.
How is he not the, like, by the way, the lead endorser for Omaha Steaks?
Or Mutual of Omaha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The production company will help conduct the operation. It will take place remotely. So you're going to have the standard broadcast on ESPN, the mega cast airing on ESPN2, and ESPN Plus will include guest and celebrity appearances throughout the season. Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and Lewis Riddick will call the game on ESPN. And I got to tell you something.
Steve Levy?
Yes. And if I'm those three, I'm not happy.
Yeah. Isn't this just basically ESPN saying, like, yo, our standard Monday Night Football booth sucks and has sucked for a while. Let's try to get everyone away from it. That's how I took it. Because the Monday Night Football booth has not been good.
No.
Like, Booger McFarlane was such a failure.
Who was the guy in there? Like Joe
Tessitore.
Okay. Have you seen any of the comments Joe Tessitore has been making lately on working with John Gruden?
No.
Oh, it wasn't pretty.
Ooh.
And Joe opens up about it. Just say it was never comfortable. Never comfortable. Anyways.
Well, I mean, and Joe's a boxing guy by trade.
Well, I don't blame Joe. Joe's biggest problem was, you know, John Gruden's an X's and O's guy, and he just wants to do the X's and O's. And he doesn't want to go into the storylines or anything. And I'd be afraid to ask him about it because I'd be afraid he'd get annoyed. Now, imagine from our perspective if KHDK announced that they're doing the KHDK morning show mega cast with Chris Webber and Mitch Richmond.
Alternate commentary.
Alternate commentary on the mornings. Like,
dude, nobody would listen to them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's just kind of... get it all goes into Mickey Mouse's pockets, but still.
This is probably my brain only, but I just imagine the Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli, working kind of like Bob Uecker and Monty in the Major League movies, where, like, Peyton's carrying the whole thing and Eli just has one-word answers.
Oh, yep. No, it would be Barry and Robin Gibb. It's like Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake skit.
I just, no offense to Eli as I offend him. I just don't. I've never taken him for one just to have a whole lot of thought to be expelled.
Eli, do you have any thoughts on that last play?
No.
All right. Thanks, Eli. He's not the best color analyst in the league for nothing. Number two.
Question two.
All right. Zach LaVine is now in COVID protocol. Will these Olympics even happen?
Everything in my brain tells me that at the very least we're going to get stunted postponements, if not a complete postponement. But I will tell you this, throughout COVID, every time I've bet against it, it happens. So I've learned my lesson. They'll happen. There's too much money involved.
Yeah.
We might end up having two cyclists in the velodrome going at it instead of whatever. We may end up having one guy out there doing the 100-meter dash.
It's going to be... I agree with you. I think they're going to limp through this.
Yeah.
I think they're going to push through, but depending on who, you know, has to pull out and you. I just think you're going to have some stars in certain sports have COVID, and then you're just going to... It's going to be the year of, like, random gold medalists.
Are the Olympics washed?
Yeah, they've been washed for a while.
I disagree. Kind of. We'll take a break.
The Olympics are just as washed as Bugs Bunny, sir.
Question three.
No.
That was nice.
Coming up next.
We're going to blow out halftime because we're going to talk about this Dame Lillard report and try to just calm everyone down. It's already happening, and that's fine. National Report says the Kings have been aggressive in their pursuit of Damian Lillard. We'll break that down along with a big vote, a must-win vote for the Oakland Athletics happening today. We're right back after this.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
These people talk endlessly, incessantly. They have a very high number of words per minute.
On Sports 1140 KHCK.
Good morning. We appreciate you as always. That's Jay Mars on the right of your screen. If you're watching on YouTube, go to YouTube. Just search KHDK, and there you go. I'm on the left. Or if we're on the radio on Sports 1140, you're listening to us. Appreciate you. We will be going from the left to the right on your radio dial. I don't know why, but when G-Man says action coming from, you know, when he describes it, and he goes left or right on your... I always like that. I don't know why. Like, I know it doesn't make a difference, but... You know,
makes you feel a little more in depth with the broadcast.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin O'Connor is an excellent basketball journalist. He writes for The Ringer.
And never returns a text message.
Oh, really? He's not?
I have tried to get Kevin on this show so many times.
You know, Mark Stein never returned my text. A little upset with him. He'll return it in like a week.
Is it them or is it us?
Oh, it's definitely us, dude. It's why I'm paying attention enough to this report, which is spreading like wildfire. According to Kevin O'Connor, who says that he spoke to front offices, which of course were not identified, the Miami Heat, Sacramento Kings, New York Knicks, and Philadelphia 76ers have recently been the, quote, most aggressive suitors for a trade with the Trailblazers for Damian Lillard. Lillard said he expects to remain with Portland. He has signed for four more seasons at $176 million total.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
The Sixers, I get. You know, obviously that's a Ben Simmons destination right there. And the Heat, I get because they're in the mix for everybody, always, ever. If anyone is ever available, the Heat, that's a superstar. The Heat are in the mix. They always are. Pat Riley is always in the mix. I don't see. Well, let me just start here, Jay. Let's just work our way backwards into this math problem. Could the Sacramento Kings acquire Damian Lillard for anything that doesn't involve De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton?
No.
No. And they're not trading De'Aaron Fox or Tyrese Halliburton. That's number one. Number two.
So we think.
Number two. Even let's take that off the table. Why would Damian Lillard want to go from a perennial playoff team in Portland, an hour's flight south, to a perennial not playoff team in Sacramento when he's played his entire career in Portland? And the whole reason these rumors are starting in the first place is not that Portland isn't a successful franchise, not that they aren't in the playoffs pretty much every year of his career, but that they're not going to the finals winning contender level. Why possibly, if that's the whole source of this discontent, would Damian Lillard then say, oh, well, Sacramento for the next 4 years, okay.
Because he has 4 years left on his deal and doesn't really have a choice.
But we're in today's modern NBA where the superstar reigns supreme and has control and they have big, powerful agents.
Not when there's 4 years left on their deal. When there's 2 years.
Hold on. Anthony Davis on line three.
Didn't have 4 years left on his
deal. How many did he have left? Two?
A year.
Was it one?
One was an option.
Okay. One and one. There's just no way that works.
I'm here. Let me.
No chance.
I'm looking at this from a completely different angle than you are.
Sure.
I agree with you. I'm looking at it from,
I think, the truth and logic angle.
No, where are you coming from? No, I'm coming, when I mean a different angle, as just the Kings being aggressive for a star.
Right.
I just like hearing that the name is brought up and they are aggressively making calls to be like,
I agree.
It just shows you kind of what we've been talking about now for over a year since Monty McNair has taken over in Sacramento. He is going to be aggressive if star players are available.
And we've heard it with Ben Simmons as well.
And that's what I'm saying. So I'm with you. It would take way too much capital, especially because I believe the other side of this report that you would need a Harden-esque package.
Yes.
Meaning you would have to trade probably to get the attention, De'Aaron Fox, three first and like four pick swaps, right? Like just to say, hey, Portland, we're serious. But to your point,
hold on. I'm thinking about what you just said. I'm not just tuning you out. I'm actively listening to what you're saying and thinking about it here. I think De'Aaron Fox and three first gets it done.
Really? Without any pick swaps?
De'Aaron Fox and three Sacramento Kings first round picks, which would have to be, let's just say, this year, 2021, 23, and 25. Now, Damian Lillard's what, 31?
Yep.
And he signed for four more years, which means that last pick, I believe, would be their first year after him?
No. So if he has four more years, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Okay, then he would be leaving, and then they would not have their first
until he signs a four-year extension because they won two titles in Sacramento.
And by the way, listen, Dame Lillard's we were talking about personalities yesterday and Giannis. Dame Lillard is very close there. I love Dame Lillard, who he is, and obviously I love his game. I don't know that Dame Lillard makes the Sacramento Kings that much better. And I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds crazy. I'm not saying that Dame Lillard doesn't make the Kings better. He does. He absolutely makes the Kings better. Here's what I don't think. And again, I don't know what else they would do, but if they did acquire Damian Lillard, I think we can both agree that they would have to empty out their arsenal. Whatever arsenal they have of picks and what, it's empty.
That's what I'm saying. You say three firsts. I don't think that gets it done. I think they need swaps too.
Let's just assume for fun it's three firsts and I'm right. And that's all it is. Because if you're right, then my point is even more bold.
Yeah.
That it's just, it's Dame Lillard added to this. Now, are they better? Of course. Do they make the playoffs? Yeah, I think so. Are they higher than a seven seed? I don't think so.
That would really depend on, there's factors involved of just how high the seeding is, and that just really depends on how much you believe in the current roster, which that's what I'm saying.
Dame can only do so. He has CJ McCollum again, protecting him right now.
I am with you. I don't think this is a thing.
And it doesn't.
In the sense of, like, it's realistic that Dame Lillard.
No, it's for not, many it's not. Reasons.
But I do want to stay on the point, though, is pay attention when stars become available. And depending on said star, don't be shocked to hear the King's name around him anymore.
Well, that's great.
Because, and this is something we haven't heard in a long time,
right.
A star's name and King's aggressive pursuing is not something that is normally heard. And it just, it reaffirms what we've said about this front office. And it's, I'm sorry, I took it as just a breath of fresh air. I'm so tired of, like, oh, well, you know, we're not going to pursue a star because we're going to build everything through the draft. Screw that. Dude, you got a game changer available. Go after him.
You at least kick the tires and say, what would it take?
I think they're doing more than kicking the tires. I think they are aggressively looking at these guys and saying, all right, we're going to put together our best trade package that we feel like will not, you know, kill us in making any other moves and see what we get. Again, when was the last time you heard a Kings front office do that? Besides never.
The last time I heard a Kings front office doing that was probably never. The last time the Kings front office did that was under Jeff Petrie.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
They were very aggressive. They just, we didn't know because it wasn't the day.
Yeah, Jeff never told anyone anything.
And it wasn't Twitter, and we didn't have, you know, Woj and blah, 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 and agents and coaches and players leaking everything. I want to just quickly go back before we move on, though, so it doesn't get ridiculously taken out of context as to the Lillard Kings thing I said, is Mike on YouTube is going crazy right now about it. Take Lillard away from Portland and take Fox away from Sacramento and compare the rosters. Portland has a markedly better roster than Sacramento. Not ridiculously better.
Yeah.
But they have CJ McCollum, who's a bona fide low-level star, but he's a star.
Mm-hmm.
Yusuf Nurkic is very, very serviceable, better than serviceable when he's healthy. Carmelo Anthony's a great guy off the bench, and Robert Covington's one of the more underrated defenders in the league.
Also had Norm Powell at the end.
And Norm Powell, thank you.
No, and to just add a little context of why I think, you know, Portland slipped last year, they had a lot of injury issues.
They had a ton of injury issues.
CJ missed an extent. CJ was having his best year before he got hurt last year.
I don't know what Chauncey Billups is going to do, but I know that Terry Stotts, I think, listen, I'm not here to rip Luke Walton at all. I'm saying let's poll Kings fans right now and say, who do you think's the better coach, Terry Stotts or Luke Walton? I'm pretty sure that's at a minimum 80-20 Stotts.
At a minimum.
So what I'm saying is look at the Blazers with Dame Lillard, and then he steps down to the Kings with Dame Lillard and no De'Aaron Fox and no draft picks and probably some other things gone. I mean, Bagley's probably gone in that too, or you're trading Harrison or Buddy perhaps for filler. Either way, your coffers are empty.
It's interesting though. What a guy. I wonder if having a guy like Dame, and now we're having some fun here. Mm-hmm. What does that do for a guy like Bagley when he comes into camp? You think Dame's going to have anything with you bring that social media nonsense into his locker room? You think that's getting through? I don't.
That would be
very interesting what kind of effect he would have on some of those young guys.
I think that Dame, to be fair, would come in here and he would have a bigger effect on the culture than anyone since Chris Webber and that crew.
100% agree.
He would come in and he would say, I'm here to win a title. Screw you. I will stuff you in your locker. Plus, Dame doesn't screw around.
Dame's
Oakland, dude. So he does not jack around.
Look at that roster, because we've said they need a guy like that. I just wonder how much better the current roster, some of those guys are, with a guy like that in the locker room.
I think they're better. I think they're better. I think Damian Lillard comes in and the Sacramento Kings are better. What I said was, I don't think the Kings are as better with Dame Lillard as a lot of people are going to think they are. I think the Kings, listen to this. The Kings, I think, would end up being an above 500 team. The Kings, I think, would end up making the playoffs. The Kings, I think, that's just with the Dame Lillard trade. That's all acknowledged good stuff. What I'm saying is, I don't think the Kings would be even at what this last year's Portland team was, which was, I think, 42-30. I don't think the Kings get to that level. I think they're just below it. Why the hell would Dame want to leave the comfort zone?
You think they would only be a game or two games over 500 with Dame?
Huh.
You said you don't
42
think,
and 30.
Oh, four, I'm sorry.
42
I
and 30.
I was thinking 42 and 40. Right. I'm sorry.
So I'm saying I don't think they're 42 and 30.
You don't think they're 12 games above 500?
No, I do not. Okay. No, I do not. No, I think they're probably 5 or 6, and they slip into the 8 or 7 seed, and that's all good stuff. But from Dame Lillard's perspective, it's like I'm literally taking a step back and making the problem in Portland bigger than Sacramento.
The only thing that would make that trade make sense is they had something else
right
in the pipe that they could also bring into a company with him that'd be like, all right, we got something here. If by some miracle of God, which again, if they're giving up all these picks for Lillard, they couldn't get Simmons. But if they were able to pull off a trade for both, and again, they just don't have the assets to do that.
That's the other thing is I know that some fans will sit here and understandably so saying, Dave, what are you talking about? You're talking about, oh, the Kings would make the playoffs. Oh, they might just be the 7-8, maybe a 6 seed. How is that not insanely better than what we're doing now? And I hear you because we're so damn hungry, but that's the ceiling. You're not doing better over the next four. You have no picks. You don't have a ton of money. At least half of those years, unless you can move, are filled with Barnes and Buddy's contracts and possibly Bagley's last year. And you don't have it. Your only choice now is free agency. Now, if your argument is, well, you might have a better chance to sign a free agent if you have Dame Lillard there. Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree with that.
I don't worked out too well in Portland.
But this move does not track you to a title.
I agree.
I've already been out of the playoffs for 15 years. I don't want a shortcut to the 7 seed, have 2 or 3 years of treading water at the 6, 7, or 8, and then rebuild again. I'm not here for that. As much as I want to get back to the playoffs, I don't want that.
It'd be really cool to have Dame Lillard in Sacramento.
It would be Dame Lillard is my – Dame Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He's one of my favorite players
are my two non-Kings favorite players in the league. I would – to wear a Kings jersey with Dame Lillard on the back would be amazing. But it's not realistic. And I can tell you right now, when it comes to the Kings front office, there's not a lot that people know specifically about them because they are very vague and they're very good at what they do when it comes to media. Here's one thing I know for an absolute 100% fact. They are not trying to do the quick run to the playoffs thing.
Yeah.
They are easier said than done, but they are trying to build a steady contender for a championship. And they would rather, I mean, they want to do it next year if they could. They'd rather take 2, 3, 4 years to get there than to blow their wad, make huge trades, and make the playoffs next year.
Okay, because we have to move on. But just real quick, if there was a scenario where there was a trade on the table where they could pair Lillard with Fox, does that change your mentality?
So you put Fox at the 2?
You just run a backcourt of the two of them. You have two lead guards.
So you go from Dame and McCollum to Dame and Fox.
Both could play off the ball, right? Both have that ability. I'm just saying, let's say there's a package out there where it's like Halliburton, Buddy, Bagley, 3 unprotected first, and 4 pick swaps. I mean, when you're emptying every draft coffer you have around a shooter, a young guy with a ton of promise, and another guy who's a question mark, all this draft capital.
I'm going to say something crazy to you. I'm going to say something absolutely crazy. Looking at the entire picture, specifically when it comes to a Damian Lillard trade, in this vacuum of a scenario, I'd rather trade De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese.
Wow, okay.
The contract is the biggest one. The contract is the biggest one because if you acquire Dame and you have Dame and Fox, you are hamstrung. You're not hamstrung if you have Dame and Tyrese Halliburton. That's number one. Number two, fit. Now, yes, I agree with you. Fox and Dame could absolutely fit in the backcourt. But Fox and Halliburton is a better fit in the backcourt. Halliburton is absolutely a two-swing.
But De'Aaron is so damn good off the ball.
I'm not saying
so
it couldn't work.
Dame.
I'm not saying it wouldn't work. the biggest thing for me is the contract difference that you're going to have for the next 3 years so that you can go out. And the question there, you go, oh, you'd rather trade De'Aaron than Tyree. You're stupid. Hold on. Because if you have that Fox versus Halliburton chunk of cash difference, that's cash that you could go out and add to your team either through free agency or more likely through absorbing somebody, getting another player, and you go above and beyond the cap. That gives you room. You have no room to do anything major.
Yeah, but think about it. Eventually, you'd have to give Tyrese, we think, a max.
After 3 years.
Sure. I understand.
That's a 4-year deal with Lillard.
But we also know any team worth a damn has two max players on it at the same time.
And you would think eventually you re-sign a 35-year-old Lillard to go with Tyrese Halliburton's max deal, and here we go. I'm just saying if you had Fox and Lillard on the same team, you have absolutely no room to move. No room to move.
But again, you have to have two max guys in order to compete.
Anyways, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
But it's fun to hear the name.
It's good to know
that they're pursuing these things.
I 100% agree with you. What are you about to hit there?
Nothing. I had my finger. I was a little trigger happy. I have a segue.
Oh, please.
Better chance of happening.
Mm-hmm.
Dame coming to Sacramento or the A's staying in Oakland?
Dame coming to Sacramento.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry. The city and team are way, way, way apart. Well, again, in a $12 billion deal, I guess $300-400 million isn't way.
Not according to Dave Cavill. Dave Cavill, because I think they're about 328 apart in certain areas, and he was like, that is an enormous chunk of change.
Yeah, so they're going to vote today on that deal. Dave Cavill said yesterday to ESPN, our future in Oakland is hanging in the balance. We are doing everything we can to get a yes vote tomorrow and keep the A's rooted in Oakland. But we don't know if we're going to get a positive vote. There's still a lot of areas who are apart significantly with the city. We go into the vote not knowing how it's going to play out. Now, this doesn't apply to everything, but I do know there was another possible relocation situation happening not that long ago that involved a couple of really important city council votes.
Uh-huh.
I feel very comfortable telling you 9-10 years after the fact that before the arena votes happened, we knew exactly what the votes would be.
Yeah.
Exactly what the votes would be and who was voting certain ways. We knew that Fong and McCarty were voting no, and we knew that everybody else was voting yes in almost every single case. We knew.
7-2, right? That was the
7-2, because you're doing, you're basically whipping votes is what you're doing, for lack of a better term. Well, actually, that is the right term. You're whipping votes the fact that Dave Cavill, I assure you, his counterpart, for example, well, I guess at the time he wasn't his counterpart, but Chris Granger would have known, and the entire Kings staff did know back then. I guarantee you that everybody in every executive for the Kings knew exactly where the vote was going to be. But I know for a fact that Kevin Johnson and his chief of staff and everybody on that team, they knew exactly what the votes were going to be. Mm-hmm. It was not a guess. The fact that Cavill doesn't know is a bad sign, number one. Number two, it has been said now. It hasn't been hinted at. It's been said. If they get, in fact, let me find you the quote here real quick, because I thought that was very interesting. Here we go. Dave Cavill. In many ways, we're down to our last at-bat in Oakland. If we get a win tomorrow and an agreement we agree with.
That's the big thing.
We can send it to extra innings and hopefully get a final victory in the fall. Even a yes vote today does nothing to guarantee this.
No.
It extends it.
It prolongs.
And the thing is, it's...
By the way, going to extra innings, you don't get the runner on second in this case.
The A's will need 4 council members. They need 5, but one of them is Mayor Libby Schaaf. So 4 other council members to approve the plan. The other problem is that the A's made public proposals in April, stating they'd privately finance the ballpark, which will cost about $1 billion, while also providing $450 million in community benefits and arranging for an additional $11 billion in private investment. The city of Oakland made a counterproposal on Friday that lacks, according to Cavill, details and specifics and really doesn't answer any of the questions that we have that need to be addressed to continue to move forward. Now, if in the end, the council could very well end up tonight voting to approve their...
I think that's an early morning vote today. There, I think they're meeting it, early today at like 9 a.m.
If they were to approve their own proposal, which is actually where I think this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the city and that the counter proposal is going to be approved, and not unanimously, so that the city can say, we countered, this is a fair deal, and now the A's have to turn the deal down.
And the A's are the bad guy.
And the A's are the bad guy, and guess what? The A's will turn down the proposal.
And guess what? They're looking forward to turning down the proposal.
I think,
in my opinion,
I think so. I think the only questions here now, Jay, after today, are going to be the lease runs through 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2021.
Yeah,
you're not playing three more years in Oakland.
Well, you're going to have to wait at least that to get a stadium built somewhere else, right? Minimum. So, the contingency plan?
If you want to go play in your brand new stadium from day one, yes. There's no chance that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have their AAA affiliate down there. So what's going to happen, I can all but guarantee you, whether it's next year at the earliest, the following year at the latest, the A's will be playing in that AAA ballpark. Which, by the way, holds more than what the A's average at the Coliseum this year, FYI. I'm not trying to be insulting.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And I just feel so bad because A's fans now, it's going to be another dead man walking thing. And I don't think this is this ain't the same situation with the Raiders where the majority are going to be like, you know, whatever.
By the way, if they do go down and play in that ballpark in Vegas, could we call them the Las Vegas Triple A's?
No.
Why? It's AAA ballpark.
I'm going to go to a commercial.
Okay.
I don't like talking to you about these things. I do like talking to you about my friends at Cinch. Cinch.com, CYNCH. Promo code DAVE means that your very first delivery is just $10. What is Cinch? It's propane. It's propane exchange, or you can buy a new tank. It's that easy. It's that simple. Very, very easy. Very, very simple. Listen, we all use propane for one thing or another, whether it's a space heater, a fire pit, or a gas grilling, whatever it may be. And I'm sure there's other uses as well. Hey, stop going to the gas station. Stop doing whatever it is you do to refill your propane tank because it's not as cool as Cinch. And I know so many of you have already used Cinch, but I'm trying to reach out to the ones that haven't. Give it a shot. I don't steer you wrong. I don't steer you wrong. CYNCH.com, promo code DAVE. You order an exchange, you leave your old tanks on the front porch. Guess what? Within a day or two, the new tanks are on your front porch. They take your old tanks away. It's not a subscription service. You're not going to get 50 emails saying, hey, do you need propane? No, they leave you alone. You just tell them when you need propane. That's it. It's that simple. That's my whole pitch. Go to cinch.com, CYNCH, promo code DAVE, cinch.com, promo code DAVE.
That was nice.
Coming up next.
Well, I think Sam Amick's going to join us next. With Sam, you never know. And one of the things we need to talk to him about is apparently he has a new best friend, and his name's Giannis Antetokounmpo. We heard another question from Sam earlier today. That's quite the duo, and I think it should be a Thursday evening sitcom. We'll talk about that next.